as far personally, it was good for me, because you learn how to deal with people, and where you just go to one school up here and you know everybody and you don't have any competition and you don't have to fight for anything and things like that, it isn't good for kids at all. They ought to have to fight for a little thing. And that's one reason I liked Hendrix. It was small. They knew you, and there wasn't too much competition. I never did like too much competition. I wasn't raised with it and didn't have to put up with it. And so when you're not, it's hard when you have to.
And you were at Hendrix then, when, in the 40s?
40, 41, and 42.
I guess classes were smaller then, too, because of the war, probably.
Well, it was just small. Hendrix at that time was less than 500.
Of course.
It isn't too much larger now, I don't think. I really don't know. I don't know what it's,
it's
probably 1,000
now. It's around 1,000 now. It's still very small.
It's a small school.
If you talk later with friends of yours who do go to the university, what differences do you see in attitude toward college between those who went off to a larger school and a smaller school?
Well, two of my best friends went to the university. They had a wider range of friends. Though some of the people that have come out of Hendrix have been very prominent in the state. We didn't have football, and of course, if you went to a game that had any name or you saw anything, that was really before Arkansas became what I call a name in football. But you had to go up there. I went with several boys that went up there, and of course I went over from here because I, you know, just going to school 2 years, then I went right to work.
Did you go to work at the bank then?
No. My first job, I taught a country school.
Oh, where was that?
It was the Staten School, and you had what you called a summer term and a winter term. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Vester had taught the summer term, and he got a better job. And so I came home, and I was looking for something, and my dad said that was available. Well, I didn't have a teacher's certificate, so they got me a temporary one. I'd had enough college work, they could get me a temporary one without taking a test. And I taught up there, I guess you started in October, something like that, maybe the middle of October, and you went until March. I know my dad and mother were going to Little Rock for 2 months. And I was 18, I had kids that were as old as I was. I had about 16. Ranging from the first to the eighth grade. I didn't have anybody in the sixth grade. I had one girl in the eighth grade, and she helped me quite a bit. I didn't know I was as green as grass. I got more education than they did. But I think I brought them something that they had never had. Now, Mr. probably gave them more fundamental lessons than I did, but I know they had never had a Christmas play, and they had never had anything like that represented what was Christmas. And so this was one of the interesting things I did, was that we had a Christmas pageant, and I took sheets up there and made the curtains, and some of the ladies made paper wings for their kids, you know, out of hangers. So they'd be the angels, and we had just the regular birth of Christ pageant.